You're holding Daf Nuntes. Top of Daf Nuntes. The last Shaila again, the Shaila was according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says that when he came out to make this Rikas on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, he started to do it on the Mizrochas Dremis. That was the first Rikas he did. And then he went backwards, a left turn, to the Marovis Dremis. That was Rabbi Kiva Shita. So the question is, how come he made a left turn? We have the Loch, we learn from Rami by Yecheskel, you're always supposed to make a right turn. Any turn you make, you're always supposed to go towards the right side. So the question was, what was Pshat on Rabbi Kiva that he says you make a left turn? So first the Gemara wanted to say, maybe a Machlokes of Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva is in Rami by Yecheskel's Halacha. Do you have to make the right turn or don't you have to make the right turn? Like, do you learn out the Pnim Mechutz or not? Then the Gemara said, no, everybody could hold like Rami by Yecheskel. Really, you're supposed to make a right turn. But the reason why Rabbi Kiva said, even though the first Zerika has to be on the Dreimis Mizrochis, but he said, since when the Kohen Gadol came down from the Proichis, from up above near the Heichel, near the Kodesh HaKadoshim where he was first, then he had to come down all the way, walk to the end of the Mizbeach, so Lamaisi hit this first corner first. First he hit the Dreimis Marovis. That was the first corner he hit. And really he was supposed to make the Zerika there first, like Rish Lakish says, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But since the Pasuk says, the Yotze El HaMizbeach, he has to pass by the whole Mizbeach first. So since he can't make the Zerika there, he has to first make the Zerika on the bottom corner by the Mizrachas Dremis. So the Kiva's swear was, but since he passed by this top corner, he has to go back now to make the second Zerika on the Mizrach, on the Marovis Dremis. Even though he's also asking usually, you should have to make a right turn. Here there's a new svara though. Since you passed by this top corner first, the Marovis Dremis, but you couldn't put the Zerika there then, because you had a first walk by the Mizbeach. So after you put the Zerika on the bottom corner, the Mizrochis Dremis, go backwards and put it back to the top corner, the Marovis Dremis. That was Rabbi Kiva's svara. The boy is saying the Gemara is saying now another terrace could be Is Svirulon Hakofa Beregel is the Kulayal Maloy Pligi the Alfinon Pnimichutz. If everybody would hold that this third set of Zrikis that you have to do on the Mizbeach HaPnim, it's on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finished doing the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he made the Azoyis Lamalan Lamata with the Dama Paradama Sawyer. Then he came outside into the Heichel, facing towards the Proichist again, making the Hazor Echod Lamala and seven Lamato with the Dam HaPar, then the Dam HaSoyer. Now, when he finished those Avoides, now he walked to the bottom of the Mizbeach HaPnim. And on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the Avoides, you have to make four Zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. And now, what Tana the Mishnah holds, that first the Kohen has to mix the Dam HaPar into the Dam HaSoyer, and then you pour it back again into the empty one, that the two Damim are mixed up together, and now he makes the four Zrikas on the corner. So we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakama holds the Kohen Gadol has to walk around to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's called Hakofa Beregel. The other sheet was Reb Lezer's sheet in the Mishnah holds no. The Kohen Gadol just stands at one corner. He stands still. And with his hands, he stretches out his hands to reach the other four corners. Because the whole Mizbeach was only one Amma by one Amma. That's all it was, the whole Mizbeach HaPnim. So it was very easy to reach. It was two Ammas tall, but it was one Amma by one Amma. That's all, the whole Mizbeach HaPnim. So Reb Lezer's sheet in the Mishnah was, the Kohen Gadol stood at the corner, and he made the Zerika first here, then he just put his hands along the other three corners to make the Zerika. So that's the Shaila. Do you have to have Hakofa Beregel? Does the Kohen Gadol have to walk around the Mizbeach to get to each corner and then make the Zerika? Or could he now just stand still by one corner and stretch out his hands? So Mar wants to say, maybe this is the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That the boy is saying, Isvirulon Hakofa Beregel, if everybody would hold that you have to walk around the Mizbeach, I tell you the kuliyam, aloi pligi, di afrinam pnimichutz. Everybody would hold like Rami by Yecheskel's halacha. That even though his halacha was by the Yam Shosho Shloimai, which that was a pool that was made outside in the Azorim, and the Pasuk there makes the Cheshbon, they walked around the right way. So it's saying, even though the Yisoid to walk always right was said chutz in the Azorim, and we're talking about now the Mizbeach HaPnim, that's inside the Heichel. So first we wanted to say a svara, maybe we don't learn out Hilchas Pnim from Hilchas Chutz. Now we're saying no. Everybody holds Taka, we learn out the Alfinon Pnim Michutz. we learn out the halachas that would apply to the Mizbeach HaPnim inside the Heichel from the halachas that were said outside in the Azorah. And outside in the Azorah, which said the halacha, the Psukim by Shlomo HaMelech, when he made this Yam, that said the turn went always the right turn. So really, you're always supposed to make a right turn. So then, why does Rabbi Kiva say here, the Zrikas is in a left turn, that first he makes the first Zrika on the Droimus Mizrochis, and then he makes a left turn up to the Marobis Droimus? For this is the Machoikas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Ma sova hakofe biyad, that Rabbi Kiva holds, the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the four corners of the Mizbeach, but rather it was just hakofe biyad. He stood still at this corner, he had to walk to the Mizrochis Droimus. That's where the Kohen Gadol stood still. And now he just stretched out his hands to the other three corners. So Mela, it's not called a pina, it's not really called your turning. So since you're not turning, you don't have to make a right turn. It's possible to use your hands and do it on the left turn, the left side, because your body is not moving. Umas Sava, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, Hakofa Beregel. No, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to walk around the Mizbeach. He has to walk with his feet. He has to get to this side, then to the next side, to the next side, to the next side. So since he has to walk around, now he has to make a turn. The question is, which way should he go, right or left? That's the limit we learn out. The Rambam of Yecheskel taught us from Shlomo HaMelech that every pin, every time you turn, you always have to turn the right side and not the left side. So I'll tell you, this is the machlokes. Everybody holds like Rambam of Yecheskel. Rabbi Kiva only argues here because he holds the Kohen Gadol didn't have to make any turns. He just stood still and just stretched out his hands. And by stretching out the hands, there's no svara. You should have to go the right. That's why he could go the left way. The Mor says, the boy is saying another terrace could be like this. The Kula Yalmo Hakofa Biyad. Maybe both of them hold. Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva both hold. The Kohen Gadol just stood still. He walked to the bottom of the Mizbeach HaPnim by the Mizrochis Droimus, and he just stood there. And from there, he stretched out his hands to the other three corners and made his Rikas there also. So what's the machlokes then? This is the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Ma sova yafinun yad miregel. As Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a svara, even though the Kohen Gadol is not walking, he's just standing still by one corner, but since Lamaisi has to stretch out his hand now to reach the other three corners also, hey Savada, first he makes the Zrika the corner he's standing right next to, but then he has to stretch out his hands to the other three corners. So the question is, if Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds as a svara, even though you're not moving, you're just stretching out your hand, there's also a svara to say you have to go the right way first. You learn out yad from regel. Just like when you walk, you have to make a turn. You always have to make a right turn, walk the right way. Or then, even though you're standing still, just stretching out your hands, there's also a svara to say, stretch out your hands the right side, go around with a right turn. Umasaba, Rabbi Kiva holds, no, lo yalfinan. You don't learn out the yad from regel. Even though Rabbi Yecheskel's svar applies to regel when you're walking, that's only when you're walking. But if you're standing still, just stretching out your hands, there Rabbi Kiva holds there's no svar. You should have to go the right way. If you want, you can go the left way. And then the svar is to go the left way, like we had before, Avadam. That since you already passed by the Marovis Dremis, when the Kohen Gadol was walking down from the Preches, down to the bottom of the Mizbeach, he first passed by this corner. So really the swear was you should make the Zrika here. But since he can't do it here, he has to first pass the whole Mizbeach, so the first Zrika is here. Then the swear is go back to where you passed. So even though it's a left turn, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's no swear you have to make a right turn. Since you're not walking around the Mizbeach, you're just standing still stretching out your hands, there's no swear you should have to make Padavka a right turn. That's the Machlokes. Throughout the Gemara, is this true? V'sova Rabbi Yosi Aglili Hakofa Biyad. You want to tell me that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that when the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the Mizbeach HaPnim, he just stood still and just stretched out his hands to the other three corners? You want to tell me like that? For me, Diktani Sefer, since the end of our Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer Oimer Din Koimo Yoyoimit. Rabbi Lezer, now Mishnah, he argues on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lezer says, now Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol stood still at one corner. So it's Mashma, Rabbi Lezer, Oimeh, Bimkoimo, Hiyo, Oimeh, Omachato. And at the one corner where he stood, he made the Zrikar at that corner, and then he just stretched out his hands to the other three corners. Is Mechlal, it's a Raya from the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, Loi Sovalei. That the Tanakhama does not hold like Rabbi Lezer. The Tanakhama holds clearly that Kohen Gadol had to walk around the four corners. So So Reb Yosi Aglili is saying pshat in the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. So Avada Tanakhama, the Mishnah, knows the Kohen Gadol did walk around the four corners of the Mizbeach. In the Mishnah, it's only Mashma Reb Elezer, the second Tana in the Mishnah. Reb Elezer is the one that says, Bim Kohen Hoye Oimed Omachato. Mashma, the Tanakhama holds for sure that Kohen Gadol had to walk around. Now, since in the Gemara, the Machlekes Reb Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva is the Machlekes in the Tanakhama. So you can't say that the Machlekes Reb Yosi Aglili and Tanakham is that both hold the Kohen Gadol only stood still. And the Machlekes says, standing still, just stretching out your hands, do you say that's also an Inyan to dafka make a right turn, just like when you have to walk? Or no, walking needs a right turn. Stretching out your hands don't need a right turn. Can you say that? Reb Yosi Aglili for sure has told that, like the Tanakham and our Mishnah, that all the Kohen Gadol walked around. So Gemara says, Elo Machrata Krishni Mikara. Davadi, you have to come on to the right terms the way we said before. That either Reb Yosi Aglili is the one that holds he walked around, and Reb Akiva holds you don't walk around, or else you have to come out to the terms we said back here, that both Amoy Davad the Kohen Gadol did walk around. Now Reb Akiva's svar is that the reason why here you make a left turn, because since when the Kohen Gadol first walked away from the Parochus, he first met up with this top corner, the Marovis Dromis, the west-south side, so then sure he had to walk down to the east-south side, but since he already passed by the west-south, he has to walk back again to the west-south. That was Rabbi Kiva Svarim. But you can't say these new Svaris here about a Kofa Bayad, because our Tanakhama for sure holds the Kohen Gadol had to walk around the Mizbeach, and not just stretch out his hands to the three other corners. It's only Reb Lez in the Mishnah that holds that Svarim, but not the Tanakhama. Now, we have the Girsa of Iboy Yisema, another Teretz. The Gruah takes out this Girsa of Iboy Yisema. It's really not supposed to be Iboy Yisema. There's just Girsa of Ahoka Miflagi. I tell you, this is the Machlekes in our Mishnah. And Rashi is also not Mashmi had the Girsa of the Iboy Yisema, but rather tell you, this is the Machlekes of the Svar we just said. That what? There would be Mazmana the Machlekes. Do you have to walk around the Mizbeach HaPnim when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to now make the four Zrikas on the four corners of Mizbeach HaPnim? We have a Machlekes in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says the Kohen Gadol has to walk around to all four corners and stand in front of the corner and make a Zrika Lamala from upwards downwards. And Reb Elezer in the Mishnah says no, the Kohen Gadol stands still at one corner and stretches out his hands. So Gemara is now going to be Masba, what is that Machlekes? So Gemara says now, this is the Machlekes of Tanakhama and Reb Elezer. Mas Sovar Soviv de Mizbeach Pnimi ki Soviv de Mizbeach Achitzen. If the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol has to make his Rika with the Damar Apar and the Damar Asor, Soviv, around the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's what the Torah says. Now, other cases by the Mizbeach HaChitzen in the outside Mizbeach, we know a Korban Chattis, also the Torah says Soviv. You have to make four Zrikas at each corner. Now, the outside Mizbeach was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. You can't stand still in one corner and make the Zrikas. For sure, you have to walk around the Mizbeach. So just like by the Mizbeach HaChitzen, when the Torah says Soviv, you have to go around the Mizbeach. For sure, it means you have to walk around to reach each corner of the Mizbeach. Hu Adin by the Mizbeach HaPnim. Even though the Mizbeach HaPnim was only one Amma by one Amma. So really, you could reach it just stretching out your hands. It was only two Ammas high and one Amma by one Amma. So this time, the Tanakhama holds so what? You learn out Soviv from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, just like by there, for sure, you had to walk around the Mizbeach. Hu Adin by the Mizbeach HaPnim, you have to walk around the Mizbeach. Umas Sovah, Reb Elezer holds no. Kula Mizbeach Pnimi, b'mokoim chada keren, the Mizbeach HaChitzen koi. So whole Mizbeach HaPnim is the size of one corner of the outside Mizbeach. By the outside Mizbeach, each keren was an Amma by an Amma. And that's the size of the whole Mizbeach HaPnim. The whole Mizbeach HaPnim was only one Amma by one Amma. So it's a svara that the whole Mizbeach HaPnim has the halacha like one keren by the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Just like when you're standing by one corner, you make the Zrika on this corner, and you don't have to walk around to make the Zrika on this corner. You're standing there. So who are then when the Kohen Gadol is standing on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the whole Mizbeach is like one corner of the outside Mizbeach. So you just stand still, and you put the Zrikas on four corners by stretching out your hands. That's the svara of Reb Elezer. Trashi. Just like by the outside Mizbeach, you have to walk around it. It's 32 Amos by 32 Amos. So what then is the Mizbeach HaPrimos? You have to walk around it. And Rabbi Lez holds no, b'mokim chad keren, shakeren shachitzen amr al amr. The size of an outside keren was one amma by one amma, and that's the size of Mizbeach HaPnim. So it's a svar, you don't have to walk around it. That's the whole machlekes. Ratanya, Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Shmuel said like this, Shnei kahanim gedolim nishtairu b'migdash rishon. There were two kahanim gedolim that were left over from the base of Migdash rishon. And the Guru also takes out, right, says the word rishon doesn't belong here, shalom. Estam, two kahanim gedolim were left over. Ze oimar, this Kohen Gadol said, b'yodi hi kafti. You should know, when I was Kohen Gadol, you know how I made this rikis on the dalet court, the four corners, on the Zvech HaPnim, not with my feet, I didn't walk around, just with my hand. I stood still at one corner, and I stretched out my hands to the other three corners. V'zeh Oimer, and the second Kohen Gadol said, V'ragli hikafti. You should know, I walked around the four corners. And really, it's no machloikis, but mara machod, mara machod. I mean, each one hold, like we have in our mission, it's a machloikis. So that Kohen Gadol, when he was a Kohen Gadol, he held like our Tanna Kamma, that the mitzvah is you have to walk around. See, Taka walked around the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and made his Rika when he got to each corner. And the other Kohen Gadol holds like Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah, that the din is no, the Kohen Gadol stands still by one corner, and then he just stretches out his hands to the other three corners. So that's what these two Kohanim were telling us. Each Kohen Gadol explained his shita. This one explained his svara that soviv de mizbeach pnimi ki soviv de mizbeach achitzin. That just like the Torah says soviv by the outside mizbeach on a korban chatis, you have to make a zrik on all four corners, and the only way you could do this by walking around the mizbeach. Who adim by the mizbeach pnim, also the Kohen Gadol has to walk around the four corners. V'zeh nois and talmud dvorav that kulem mizbeach pnimi b'mokem chodo keren dechitzin koi. So the whole Mizbeach HaPnim that was only one amma by one amma is the same size as one keren, one corner of the outside Mizbeach. So it's a svara, just like by the outside Mizbeach, by each corner. You didn't have to walk around that corner, you just stood still, and you made a zrika near that corner. Who adin the Kohen Gadol by the Mizbeach HaPnim also? He just stood still at one corner, and made the zrikas on the other three corners also. But about, he made the zrika on the corner he was right next to first, and then he stretched out his hands to the other three corners also. Right, then the Mishnah says that Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Bim Koimahoy Oimer Domachta. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita, that holds that the Kohen Gadol did not have to walk around the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim. He just stood still by one corner, and he made the Zerika there, and then he stretched out his hands to the other three corners. So Mora says, Masnitsin Mani Rebbe Yehudahi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. We'll soon see a Machloikas Tanoim, and the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this, the Machloikas Tanoim. Rebbe Meir says like this, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Reb Meir learns what's the pshat in Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says, Bim koimoy oimeid umachato. The Kohen Gadol true stood still at one corner, v'yakulam, but on all four corners of the Mizbeach, hoye noisein mimalo lamata. The way he put the dam on the corner was his hand was like facing upwards, downwards. He went nomalo lamata. That way, really, was with his finger. He dipped his finger into the mizrak of dam, and then with his finger, he went upwards, downwards. That's the way he did on the four corners. Chutz on the three corners. Chutz mi oisoi shebalachsen. Only the corner that was mamash opposite him, in the diagonal opposite him, that corner was very hard. He had to stretch his hand the furthest. Shenoisim imato lamala. That corner only, he did his rika the other way, from downwards upwards. That's the way he put it on the corner. As he had to stretch over to the other side of the Mizbeach, and here he went downwards, upwards. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That Rabbi Lezer Reimer, what's the Shita's Rabbi Lezer? Like it says now, Mishnah, that Dim Koin Mayoimit, the Koin Godel true stood still at his spot. Umachatorni made his Rika. The Akulon on all the three corners, who Noisein Milmata Lamalam. The other three corners that's not right next to him, the other three corners that he had to stretch out his hands, those three corners he made going downwards, upwards. And it's easier to make a zrika that way. Chutz mizu, only the one corner that the Kohen Gadol is standing right next to, shehoysa lefonov, which was right in front of him, mamish, shenoyse mimal, mimal lamata. Only the corner that was right in front of him, that corner he had to have his hands upwards, going downwards. What we had the svar before was, ki hechid lo nisvason manya, in order that clothing should not get dirty. In other words, since his hand was so close to him, if he would have to go downwards, upwards, we are afraid when it's going downwards, when his hand comes up, the dam will start dripping down again and dirty his ksinus. So in order the dam should not drip down and reach his ksinus, we told him, put your finger in the thing and then first go upwards, downwards. Since you go straight up, then down, the dam doesn't have enough time to drip up your shirt. If you'd have to go upwards like this, then we're afraid the dam would drip down your shirt. So only the corner that was right next to him, then if we'd have to go downwards, upwards, the dam would drip down. Mashenkin, once he has to stretch out his hand a little bit, now even if he goes downward, upwards, the dam will never get down to his shirt, because his hand is always stretched out. Stretched out here, stretched out here. So that's Pshat now at the time of the Mishnah also. That the Mishnah says, according to Reb Lezer, that that's what our Mishnah says, on all the other three corners, he put the Zrika, the dam on the corner, downwards, upwards, chutz mizu shoyis lefonav. Only the one corner that he was standing next to, that is shohaya noisim l'malo l'mata. Only the one right next to him, he put upwards, downwards. And the Svara, the Gemara says, is in order that his shirt should not get dirty. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Right, then the Mishnah says, he's the mimenu al tiro shemazbeach. The next avodah the Torah says is, after the Kohen Gadol puts the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, now the Pasuk says he has to make another Hazor seven times, Al Tiroi Shamizbeach. Now the Shaila is, what does Tiroi Shamizbeach mean? The Maskonim we learned in the Mishnah means the top of the Mizbeach Apnim. On the top of the Mizbeach, he has to be Mazda seven times on the top of the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, my Tiroi, what does it mean Tiroi, the Torah, the pure part of the Mizbeach? Omar Rabba Barab Shelo, Palgei de Mizbeach. It means on the sides of the Mizbeach, he learns, halfway up the wall of the Mizbeach. We're saying the whole Mizbeach was 2 amas tall, so 1 amah off the ground, on halfway up the Mizbeach, on the side of the wall, that's where you made these 7 hazois. And Kediyamri Yinch, like people say, Tohar Tiaro, that they palgei de Yoyma. Like the pure part of the day means like Chatzai Sayyim. Mamish, right in noon time, that's called the pure of the day. In other words, halfway, that's called pure. So here also, halfway up the side of the wall, that's called the pure part of the wall. Rashi says, Apalgu the Mizbeach, B'yemtsa Goyva Kostle, halfway up, Tia Tiroin, Targum Shot Sarayim, the Targum says, noon means Shubachat Sayyim. Tiroin means noon, that's like the pure part of the day. Here also, the pure part of the Mizbeach would mean exactly halfway up. For the Gemara Meitzvah, we have a kasher on you. The Tosefta says, Kishumaza, when you put these 7 hazos on the Mizbeach, ain't no maza, loya gabler afer. You don't put it on top of the ishes, for loya gabi gecholim, and not on top of the coals, elochoite gecholim elech vielech, but rather move away the coals on the side, and the coals and the ishes for sure is on the top of the Mizbeach apnim. Now, you put the coals and ashes there that you burned the keteris on. The regular keteris that you did. Not the special keteris you brought lefnai lefnim. But the regular keteris that you brought every day and you brought on Yom Kippur also, that you put on top of the Mizbeach HaPnim. So there's ashes there and gecholim there. So it says when you put these 7 hazois, don't put it directly on top of the ashes and the coals, but rather move the coals to the side. Umazer. And you put the dam on top of the Mizbeach. So it's mashma clearly not that you put it on the side of the Mizbeach, but rather you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach. So Elohim Rabba Barav Shela, Al Giluyoy de Mizbeach. The word Tiyarosh Mizbeach means the top, the uncovered part of the Mizbeach. Kedichsiv, what the Pasuk says, Ukeetzem HaShemayim L'Toyer. Now the pure part of the Shemayim, that's how pure it is. So here also, the pure part of the Mizbeach means the uncovered part of the top of the Mizbeach. Not to put it on top of the ashes or the coals, but move the coals on the side, and the pure part of the Mizbeach itself, that's where you put the Mizbeach. That's where you put the 7 hazois. Tanya, we learned like this. Chananya Oimer, Bitzat Svoy Noi Hu Noisin. You know which side of the Mizbeach Apnim he put the 7 hazois? On the Tzofen side, on the north side. Reb Yossi Oimer, Bitzat Roimi. No, it's put on the south side. Hu Noisin. So the Marba Maikim, if you what's this Machlaikis? Where did they put the 7 hazois? Avada was saying now it's on top of the Mizbeach. But on top of the Mizbeach, is it toward the north side or towards the south side of the Mizbeach? So Masava one holds, Pischa Bedorim Koi. The Pesach of the curtain of the Parochis, that you come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was on Durim's side. So therefore the Kohen Gadol Kesedi was coming down the Durim's side. So therefore the 7 hazois also on top was on the Durim's side. that the opening to the pareches, like we had this machlekes, is totally if there were two pareches in there or only one pareches. If there was only one pareches, the entrance into the Kodesh Kedoshim was on Sofen side. That's like this man the Yama. On the side there were two pareches in there, then we say the outside one opened up on Durham side. So the Kohen Gadol came out from the Durham side, he was on the Durham side, so that's why he made his Rika on the top towards the Durham side. So Mar says, the Kula Yama Miyu Hecha the Gomron Matonis the Kronos Hosim Yoyev Agagoy. As everybody holds, at the corner that he ends off, putting his four hazois, like first he had to make four zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the corner that he ends off with, on that corner he goes on top of the Mizbeach. He doesn't have to walk up there, he just puts his hands upwards, because there's only two amas tall, he puts his hands on top of that corner. My timer, why do we say the same corner that he ended off with? If he ended off on the south side, you put it on top on the south side. If he ended off on the north side, you put it on top on the north side. Why do we say you put it at the same place where he ended off? On Makro, the Pasuk says, V'tiyaroi v'kiddushoi. So we dash in Mokam shekiddushoi. The Mokam where you put the dam, where you like, you makadish the dam, you put the dam on the coronas, on the corners of the Mizbeach, Shom Tiroi. That's the place you should do the Tiroi, put it on top of the Mizbeach also. So it means to say that corner that you ended off, your last one of the four zrikas on top, on that top, that's where you put the seven hazois, Shaltira Shemazbech. But then the Mishnah says, Shiore Hadom, Ho Yeshoifech, Al Yesoid, Marovi, Shemazbech Achitzen. Now, after he finished the avoidance with the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sawyer, the leftover blood, he takes it outside to Mizbech Achitzen, and he spills it on the Yesoid foundation, which Yesoid? The Yesoid of the Marovi. Yesoid Marovi, the west side. For the Gemara, why? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yaz kol adam ha'pa yishpoich. That means, as soon as you come out of the Mizbech HaPnim, when you go out to Mizbech HaChitzoin, the first corner, the first side that you meet, that's the side you should pour the dam on. V'chinofik, when he walks out of the Heichol, outside into the Azara, V'yuhu pogabereisha. Which side does he meet first? He's coming from the west. He's going west-east. So mainly he meets first the west side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin. That's why you have to put it on the Marav side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin. Like Rashi says, the Yom HaKro, Ka Beipar Koin Mashiach. There's also a par Achates that's called Bepnim, Achates HaPnim, V'yaz Kol Dam HaPar. V'tanya B'teros Kahanim, HaPar, what does the Pasuk say extra? HaPar, L'Rabba is Par Yom HaKippurim. It's not only the par of Kohen Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol that does his own chet, but who are then the par of Yom Kippur? She is Shirov Nishpachim L'Yisoid, that the Shirov, the leftover blood, should be spilled on the outside Mizbeach. Now which Yisoid, which foundation? Asher Pesach Oyomoid, the one that's near the Pesach towards the Heichol. Zeh Yisoid Naravi, and that's the Marav side of Mizbeach HaChitzoin. The Marav, the west side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, that's the side that's facing the Oyam Oid. So Pasuk says here that the Shira of the extra dam should be spilled on the side which is Pesach Oyam Oid, which is the Marav side. That's what we do by any Chatis HaPnim, where the Zrikas were done on the Mizbech HaPnim, the leftover dam you bring out to Mizbech HaChitzoin, you pour it on the first Yisoid you meet right away on the Marav side of the outside Mizbech. Then the Mishnah says, what about the Shemazbech HaChitzoin? What about a chattis, a regular carbon chattis, that's brought on the outside Mizbech? What do you do with the leftover blood? There the mitzvah was not to put it on the Marav side, but to put it on the south side. Put it on the side of Durham side. So must like this, how do we know this? Like Tana Rabbonin. The Pasuk says over there by regular carbon chattis, the leftover blood you have to put to the side. Yisoid HaMizbeach, Zeh Yisoid Roimus. The Pasuk says, pour the leftover blood on the foundation of the Mizbeach, that first Amma that comes out of Nam and goes up in Amma. That's the Yisoid. So which, what does Yisoid mean? It means the Droimus, the south side. That's the Yisoid. Trash Yisoid HaMizbeach, Ha'amura Bechatas HaChitzoin, or which one? The Gemara Dashans means the Droimus. For the Gemara, how do you know that? Atuayma Yisoid Roimus, you're telling me it means the south side. Or Yenuel Yisoid Marovus, maybe it means the west side also. All the Pasuk just says is Yisoid HaMizbeach. The Yisoid is the Yisoid on the south, is the Yisoid on the west. And the Gemara, Marto, Yilmad Yuridosu Min HaKevesh, the Yitziyosu Min HaHechel. We'll learn the same way when he comes down the plank of the Mizbeach, to the same halacha when he comes outside the heichel. That ma yitzi yosem in the heichel. Just like we're saying now that the dam that was in the panim, that was inside the heichel, when you take it outside the heichel, and you have to put leftover dam on the mizbech achitzoin, which side you do it, b'samachloi. The first side you meet. When you're coming out of the heichel, the first side of the outside mizbech you meet is the marav side. That's the side facing towards the heichel. So you see, when you come out, the dam apnim, you have to put on the first side you meet, the Ezez, the Yisrael Narovi, that's the marav side, is after you reduce them in a kevin. The same way, when you get finished doing God's outrageous...